I'm Noah Adams. This is Day to Day. A decade ago in Indonesia, the dictator Suharto shut down magazines that criticized his rule. Suharto was ousted in 1998, and then the Indonesian press breathed free. But today there's a new threat to that freedom. Kelly McEvers has more.
Every Monday for the last year, Bambang Harimurti has appeared as a defendant in criminal court. If convicted, he could face years in prison and a $1 million fine. His crime? He is the editor of Tempo magazine and Koran Tempo newspaper, Indonesia's version of Newsweek and The Washington Post, both of which criticized a businessman named Tommy Winata in reports last year. The magazine suggested Winata was responsible for a fire at an old mall he wanted to redevelop. In another article, the newspaper suggested Winata planned to open an illegal gambling operation. Both stories relied on unnamed sources. Editor Harimurti says he trusts his reporters' sources and that reporters made an effort to call Winata and hear his side of the story.
He claimed that he was never interviewed and that the story was dangerous to him because then people threatening him, his life, so he had to act.
Winata wanted a public apology. Instead, Harimurti suggested Winata send a letter to the editor. Soon after, some 200 Winata supporters appeared at Tempo's office.
They want to find out who our source is, and they are threatening if we don't give the name of the source by 2 o'clock or something like that, they will burn the office down.
Harimurti and other editors went to a nearby police station. They were followed by Winata supporters, punched and beaten while police looked on. Journalists from around the city were alerted by cell phones. One reporter captured some of the altercation on video. Eventually, Winata filed charges and both sides agreed to settle their differences in court.
Pak Tommy sebetulnya sudah memberi kesempatan.
Tommy Winata's attorney, Elza Siariev, says Winata does not want revenge. He merely wants to restore his reputation. However, his case is not being tried in civil court. Instead, it's being prosecuted under a criminal statute that bars defamation of character, a holdover from the Suharto years. This angers journalists and activists here who fought hard for press freedom under Suharto. They worry this case has caused reporters at smaller publications to censor themselves, fearing fines and criminal court they could not afford. This group, the Alliance of Independent Journalists, is planning for its 10th anniversary party this month. Several members were among those arrested under Suharto. They say the Winata case means the fight for press freedom must continue. Since Suharto's fall, the number of newspapers here has grown from 260 to 800. National TV stations from 6 to 31. Media critics warn that this explosion of media outlets has sometimes led to irresponsible reporting. They say, though the number of young reporters has increased so much, the number of experienced editors is still very low. Yuli Ismartono is a longtime editor at Tempo. She says reporters still consider themselves activists, and that is the problem.
People have been repressed so much that they tend to speak out. This freedom of expression knows no bounds, but no accountability or responsibility either.
Recent rulings in the Winata case do not bode well for Tempo magazine and newspaper. Editors and reporters are raising money, not just to pay Tempo's legal fees and potential fines. They say they are fighting to keep the Tempo publishing group alive. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Jakarta.